Well, let's get physical with our friends at the Upper Palmetto YMCA. We've got Laura Smith joining us. She swings by the microphones once a month to kind of give us an update about what's going on at the individual YMCA branches. And good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Good Thanks morning. For having me. Fresh off of spring break with you guys.
I know. Right. We're ready to go. Now our sights are set on summer.
Right around the corner.
And when we celebrate summer here, we know a big part of our experience has to deal with Camp Cherokee, which is the camp that's run and operated by the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. And we'll kind of let you take it over from there with some of the headlines coming from our friends over there at Camp Cherokee.
Yes. So always a busy time at the Y, but, you know, spring, like you said, goes right into summer. And, you know, kind of our shining, crowning jewel of the summer is Camp Cherokee. So, you know, we just hit that mark where if people had registered for weeks, they had to cancel. Otherwise, you know, they were in it to win it. So there are a few spots.
Okay.
If you check on, you know, if you go to the website and check, there are a few spots in various weeks.
So it's not all a lost cause.
Yes, it's not a lost cause. So there's still time to get there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to, because once your kids are there, right?
Oh, gosh. They then stay the whole summer.
Right. That becomes part of your summer, right?
That's
right.
Truly.
So check online for the spots that we have available. And then doing a couple things as far as, you know, we've talked about our lodge opening. And so we're so excited that the kids get to enjoy that this summer. Couple of the things that we did around the lodge opening is that we were we have a kind of auction going on that you can get in for a VIP experience. And what the VIP experience includes is that we will meet you at your car with a golf cart, help you unload your child's stuff, and then drive it to their cabin.
Oh.
And if, I mean, you guys know.
We know.
That, you know, you wait in line to get in there and you hope for an up-close parking spot.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and she's not talking like waiting in line once you get out of your car. You have to wait in line twice. So you wait in line, like people line up in their car. And then you also get out, unpack, and then wait in another line.
Yes, so you get a whole, like the whole tailgating experience.
That's
so
right.
This is like the fast pass. So think of the fast pass at Disney. You get to pass that line.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like sit in the tailgate line unless you just really have to because of tradition. But you get to bypass that, come on campus early. You get the, you know, stuff unloaded, and you know that we have a gravel parking lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, any type of contraption that you put together to like wheel your kids stuff up, you're like this in the gravel, right? And so we will get you with a golf cart and we will take you to your cabin. And you know, while you're in line going through and then it's really a fast pass because you're in there before everybody else to get
the
in
best
line.
Pick of the bed.
The best bed and the best spot in the cabin.
So you're going to want to. So there's four experiences per week that are available. So you want to bid on one of those and win one of those VIP experiences.
Where do we go to sign up for this or how do we bid on this?
Check out the Camp Cherokee as far as social media. Okay. And there's, it's through a Rally Up software. And then you get to bid on those experiences. So there's that. And then there's also, we're doing kind of, naming opportunities for the cabins where you can name the cabin for 3 years, $1,000 a year.
Hmm.
So $3,000 for those 3 years. And then of course, when those 3 years come about, we're going to ask you if you want to do it again. And then you can decide or, you know, let the experience go on to another family and those type of things. So just ways to, you know, we had a operationally invested in the lodge as well as the funds that we raised. So just to kind of close that gap type thing. So you're going to want to do both of those things.
And then Laura, I know that the camp did sustain a little bit of damage during Hurricane Helene. Where do we stand on that and getting everything ready to go for when campers return this summer?
Great question. So the cabin that was taken out by the storm is under construction. So they are working fast on it and it will be ready because, I mean, we sold those beds. And
gotta be ready.
So we have to have that ready. And this is going to be, I mean, it is, you know, Camp Cherokee is not plush. We all know that, you know, and that's part of the charm. But bunks built into the walls, a little front porch. I mean, it's going to be the envy. So, you know, the lucky group that gets to be in that cabin that first year and stuff. And so that's the footprint that we'll use as we, you know, need to and have to redo some of the other cabins. Because, you know, we're 80 years up there.
That's how old WRHI is.
Yeah.
We've been around about the same time. So, man, we just had a couple of renovations done here in the last year or two. So a little nip and tuck every now and then. It's good for all of us.
A good 80 years.
Yeah, it's a good 80 years.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to give a huge shout out to the camp director over there at Camp Cherokee, our good friend. They call him Happy. His name is Will Gilmore. They call him Happy because of Happy Gilmore, like the movie.
And he is always happy. It's a perfect name for him.
He is the perfect person for the lifestyle that the Camp Cherokee offers. He's a big outdoorsman. He just loves the camp experience and making sure that kids have a great time when they're at Camp Cherokee. But he was recognized as one of the ones to watch. This was a campaign put together by the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited for we're so happy for Happy.
Yeah.
we're excited for him. He's amazing at what he does. You know, and just his pure servant heart. And then, you know, Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out, right?
Yeah, this summer.
Yeah, so it might be because, I mean, I'm sure when he got named that, I don't even know if he had seen the movie, right?
Yeah, probably not. He's not of that generation.
No, he is not. No, but so we'll have to celebrate him with Happy Gilmore 2 here coming out.
That's perfect.
For his namesake. So, yes, we're excited for him.
And there's a time, there's a way, too, that we can support Camp Cherokee at a Spirit Day.
Yes, it's going to be at Southern Salads on Tuesday, May the 13th.
Yes, and a portion of the proceeds will go back to support Camp Cherokee. So come out on that day and get some yummy Southern salads and support Camp Cherokee.
Well, we love them over there.
And you can do that at both of their locations, the Fort Mill and the Rock Hill.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
We know the talking points now, Pat Dolly.
Ashley's got it down. Yep, the kids are there. We know what we're doing for lunch and dinner
on the
13th.
They're fantastic. Yeah. We're speaking with Laura Smith. She is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. There's another date to put on your calendar, and it's a day of prayer.
Yes, so National Day of Prayer is coming up here. It's actually May 1st. But we are doing an event, you know, kind of in celebration of that. And it is actually Tuesday, May 6th. It's in the evening, 6:30, right here in downtown Rock Hill at our awesome sports and event center. We are welcoming in Derwin Gray, the founder and pastor of Transformation Church. And he is going to speak on his new book that's published, Lit Up With Love. And we're just going to, you know, talk about kind of leading a Christ-like life in a world of, you know, all kinds of things happening. So we are super excited to add this event to our signature series. So it will be an annual event. But what a better way to start an event than have Derwin Gray be the keynote speaker and just, you know, kind of pour love into us that evening. So there's still table sponsorships available. A table sponsorship comes with his book, an autographed copy of his book for 8 people to sit at your table with you. So, you know, there are single tickets, but the way to go is to get a couple friends or get your, you know, your friends from church or, you know, neighborhood, what have you, together to do a table sponsorship or one of our larger sponsorships.
And that's going to take place on Tuesday, May the 6th at 6:30 at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center. And it's if you don't have the money for a table, you still can go. It's $50 for your general admission. And check out Pastor Derwin Gray with Transformation Church. I've heard him speak on multiple occasions. It is definitely worth the price of admission. And kind of fits into the motto of what the YMCA is all about, right? Not only making sure we're physically strong, but we're mentally strong as well. And then a big religious component of that in a world where sometimes people think it might be upside down, he maybe can give us some understanding that all is going to be okay in the world.
Absolutely. Spirit, mind, and body is our part of our mission and what we, you know, I mean, to be healthy, you have to have all three, right?
We are proud YMCA members. I know the Lang family, they are, the McFadden family, we are too. And it's a big part of why we're successful citizens. So thanks so much to what the Y has poured into us. And now we get to pour it right back to them.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Laura Smith, once again, is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto.